Well, welcome to Local Matters. My guest today is George Hofford, the CEO of the Cookeville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. George, thank you for being with us.
Great to be here, Bob. Dr. Bell.
Bob.
I've told you this.
You actually said it.
It's respect and 15 years, 16 years, but I still have to call you Dr. Bell.
I hope that's okay. Bob is great, but Doc is
Doc will be good, too.
That's good, too. Well, we're just delighted that you're here with us. And I know you've been on the air a lot. You've been around town a lot now for a long time, but there may still be some in the audience that don't know you or don't know your background. So just tell everybody a little bit about your background.
Yes, very blessed to have come to this community some 16 years ago from Clarksville. But very briefly, I grew up in Meridian, Mississippi, oldest of five, family who valued the old values and the current values, church, our faith, school, education, and didn't fully appreciate all that growing up, but I was oldest of five, first to go to college. If you listen long enough, you'll hear a Baptist minister. I was somebody says, what? But I was very active in church, and my freshman year, I actually went to Mississippi College, like the Carson Newman or the Bellhaven,
right?
And pre-ministerial, and won't go into the details, but got transferred to Ole Miss primarily because of Johnny Vaught and Archie Manning. That's I wanted to go pre-law. I wanted to go to law school. I thought so. Let me condense this way down. I just very fortunately bumbled into my local chamber out of college. I think I'd sold clothes for 6 months. And I'd had a colleague, a freshman, when I was a senior in high school. I was on the debate team for Meridian High, and his dad was the manager of the chamber there. So he got me a little interview, and I walked in and became an administrative assistant to the president right out of college. And I've been doing this my whole life.
Did you think at that time this is what you wanted to do?
You know, I love people, public policy. I'm a wonk. I'm a C-SPAN type person. I'm not a partisan political person, but I'm an issue oriented, and that fits right in. The chamber is a secular ministry. We go about doing good. We serve, and so I found a calling.
You did.
And I'm very fortunate. So I've been managing chambers. I managed them in all three regions of Tennessee. When I was young, I was like a college coach. I thought I wanted to go to the big cities and had a little mid-career collision in Macon, Georgia, which was one of the worst mistakes I made. Nothing against them, but I left the state, left the relationships, and the good Lord blessed me will allow me to come back to Clarksville, where I served 7 years before coming here for 16. So, this is home.
You've been here 16 years.
Hard to believe. If I can survive 90 more days, it'll be one day at a time, sweet Jesus, it'll be
so
16 years.
You just said it. You've announced your retirement.
I have.
That's 90 more days, huh?
Bittersweet. Sure. I'm a workaholic. We're gonna retire here. We love the community, the people. It's just a joy. And I heard people talk about this community and region forever, but until one has experienced it, it's special. It really is.
Yeah, it is. And there'll still be plenty for you to do around this community.
And I'm excited about that.
Well, that's great. Well, tell us a little bit about what the chamber does. People say, well, that, you know, there's the chamber down there, but I'm not real sure what's going on. So what does the chamber do?
And unless one is heavily involved, well, I didn't know. It took me six months into my job at the chamber. I couldn't have told you originally what a chamber is. Essentially, we're a private business association. We work closely with our city and county governments, public-private partnership. But we're basically the business community working together to create and retain quality jobs, raise per capita income, and provide a high quality of life. Community development precedes economic development. So that's why the chamber is so concerned about workforce development, education, school, parks, recreation, outdoors.
It's all part of the
it's
system.
It's a product, and we and every time the product's improved, it also helps our local citizens. So we're that's a nutshell what we do.
Yep. Well, this is Local Matters. We're talking to George Halford from the Cookeville Putnam County Chamber. George, a lot of the chamber, the membership comes from small business, doesn't it?
Yes, a lot of people, you know, the stereotype is the chamber is just a big business, white guys over 50 who are, you know, who are running the town, quote unquote. That's the historical. In fact, we're 90% of our members are small business who employ less than 25 people. We are a small business organization. This area is blessed, as you well know in your career, entrepreneurship, homegrown, family starting businesses and very successful. So that's what I love. I love the connectivity and the relationships.
And yet you also do have big business.
We have corporate America here, and we have Tennessee Tech, the premier and technological university in the state.
Now, what'd you say again? The premier I liked that.
30% of almost a third of I'm sounding like the president of Tennessee Tech.
You do, but the big organizations, the hospital, Cookeville Regional Medical Center.
I was going to mention healthcare. We're a major regional medical center. Heart, you know more about this, a lot more of the details,
well,
but we're a
talented
top 100
group
in the country.
Yeah. So you've got big organizations and yet also small business and mom and pop. So you've got to be all things to all people in some ways.
But we work together, and it's a commonality of purpose, and that's exciting.
And part of what you do, I know, is job retention and job expansion. So creating jobs for people here in the Upper Cumberland is a real important part of the chamber.
It is, and I know the headlines on the social media, new industry, a new business really gets the headlines, but I think of almost 90% of all new primary jobs in Tennessee in our community come from existing businesses. So we're very fortunate. That's a sign of a healthy community.
It is.
When your companies come here, do well, and expand.
And continue to grow.
That's right.
And that's really good. Now, I know you also, part of your hallmark here after you've come has been to build a partnership with other counties and other communities working together.
Well, truth of the matter is, Eldon Leslie, my predecessor, spent a career informally working with these other counties, grant writing for other counties So we had a very strong foundation when I came here. So I'm very, very grateful, the leadership. But no, it's all about team. It's all about partnership. It doesn't take one long to realize, and I'd been here a week or two, and you realize, and I'd been told this, it really doesn't matter what happens good or bad, but we won't talk about the bad. In our region, Putnam County will benefit. We're the county seat of the Upper Cumberland. We're the center of commerce, higher education, retail. So we benefit. So really, if something good happens within 30, 40, sometime 50 miles, we're going to benefit. So we're taking a more formal, enlightened approach, helping our sister counties. We're not running their programs. But through the Highlands Economic Partnership, that's what we're doing.
And we've had some real success with them as a partnership.
We have.
White County's had some pretty big announcements.
White County had Herman, a German garage door company.
And Putnam County really helped them
that. We're on the point for Putnam County. We're the point of contact for prospects from the state, MTIDA. We generate a lot of 50% of the prospects are generated. We do it ourselves, and so we work, and we have a relationship with White County and Mayor Jeff Young and Denny Wayne Robinson, and now we have a $65 million company in White County going to employ I think around 200 Bob 200
I believe that's
I said
about
Bob
right.
I
yeah,
can't
you
believe
did it
I did
again.
It.
Good.
Maybe that's a good
I think
thing.
That's right several hundred people
But here's an example. The North American president of this German company, their international private company, is a Tennessee native. He and his wife and both went to Tennessee Tech.
Amen.
They're currently in Chicago, and they wanted to be in our area. So the decision, you never know where prospects are going to come from. And so we were very fortunate, and now we have another international company in our region.
And I was down there last week, and that plant is coming out of the ground.
I need to go. I haven't
really,
been down
really,
there in a while.
Strongly. So they'll be up and running soon.
That's great.
That's great. And you've had a lot of other successes, too. We'll talk about some of those after we take a break here in a few minutes. But I guess continuing on the line of partnerships, it doesn't just apply to business.
No,
Blue Cross Bowl is an example of a great partnership.
We were, and I'm so fortunate because this was started long before I got here. I promise you that. But it's so nice to be part of a team working together. We don't care who gets credit, and we're working. We serve. We serve the citizens of our region, our county, and we're blessed.
In the case of the Blue Cross Bowl, I've got it on my mind because there was an announcement yesterday that the clock is ticking.
We're starting already to
plan for it. But people come from everywhere to support that and to be a volunteer. How many? We have hundreds and hundreds.
We have 750 volunteers. 40,000 people come here for a three-day period. 16 teams, 8 games. We in Tennessee Tech in the city and county, our community puts it on. You know, you look back, and when you said that, I think the real tipping point for us that gave us the self-confidence, which later led to Harley, the Hog Rally. It led to the National Cavers Association. We're doing some really large things now, but what gave us the self-confidence was competing against the likes of Murfreesboro, Nashville, Chattanooga, and was named to host the games. That was a huge win for us on so many levels.
And I think it showed us that partnerships work.
Partnership works.
And that we can compete head-to-head with anybody.
And is there a bigger event to recruit for Tennessee Tech?
I know, so great for Tech.
Former coach Watson Brown, who was very instrumental, you remember, you were. What the team? You remember those days?
We wore the
Mark
same
Wilson.
Neckties.
Oh, yeah.
Lapel pins.
And when they said, remember, they almost whispered it. They said, Cookeville. And I just, you know, we were going to compete, and we were going to give it our all. But you'd have to admit, deep in our heart of hearts, we thought, at the end of the day, it's going to be hard for them to move.
We knew we were up against some tough competition.
But Watson told us, if you remember, and you were right there, I think 19 of his football players he recruited played in the Blue Cross Bowl, most of whom would never have visited Tech, would not have known about it.
That's right. Then you got starting players this year on the football team.
Yeah, then you get families and cheerleaders and brothers. So it's been a huge recruiting tool for Tennessee Tech in our community.
And it's been a great example of partnerships
at work.
Well, we're talking to George Halford. This is Local Education Matters, and we are going to take a quick break and be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to George Halford, the CEO of the Cookeville-Putnam County Chamber of Commerce, who has recently announced his retirement, sort of shaken up the chamber a little bit. And George, we thank you for the great service that you've rendered. But we've been talking about the things the chamber does, and talked about recruiting new companies. How important is education, both the county school system, sure, the colleges of applied technology, and community colleges, and Tennessee Tech? How important is that to recruitment and to your work in the chamber?
Well, you know, Bob, some things in life, the fundamentals really don't change. As we were talking earlier, I remember way back in the 70s when I first began in this career business, there was two axioms. One is community development precedes economic development. And obviously, one of the top things is education, public education. And then there's study after study. Another one is a community's economic success has shown to be directly proportional to the quality of its public education system. So, I mean, and today I can never remember a time in my lifetime when workforce development, education, training, skill sets at all levels is as important as this day. I was at we only have one in town. Well, one. I was at Lowe's a little earlier, and we're trying to. And you know, it doesn't matter whether it's Lowe's or whether it's Ficosa or Cummins or any business trades. They'll tell you we have a tough time finding workers today of all skill sets. So Never in my life as a product, and you are too, of the South, that I ever thought this day would be here, but it's here. And so we have, job one is workforce development and education to create the kinds of jobs that we, for our citizens.
And the Highlands Economic Partnership has an entire task force made up of appropriate people who are looking just at that, aren't they?
And we're a convener, we're a catalyst, it's a multi-agency partnership. All of our school systems in the Highlands, Tennessee Tech, Vol State, I'm going to leave our major industries.
Well, they're all there.
But everybody's there.
And but the major industries are there with them.
Major industries,
that's the point.
You know, this isn't new, but we were actually a little bit ahead of the state. And we several years ago, we were trying to convene the stakeholders. And it took us almost a year because one time we'd have the education partners but wouldn't have the business next time. But we were putting together a plan, and thank goodness for Governor Haslam, former governors, Bredesen.
Bredesen
so
had
it's been a bipartisan. I remember. So I'm not talking partisan, but we've had a commitment to education by both. Both parties got past governors, but we put this together, and I can never give a Cliff Notes version of this, except that we have become a nationally recognized program for a rural community, a region on workforce development.
It isn't every time that Harvard University calls you up and says, "We want you to be the." They didn't say the small community,
but that's what
they meant.
In Tennessee, we were one of six states that Harvard was doing a landmark study called Pathways to Prosperity. Pretty simple concept that every educational or endeavor should lead to a job, and it should be flexible. One could just start off being a welder and decide they want to be a college professor.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. And so Lillian Hartgrove, who what a jewel, and
she has been
what
an
a community asset,
person, hasn't she?
I want to come back to that in a moment. But Lillian was our vice president of workforce development education, led this effort, was appointed by Governor Haslam to be chairman of the State Board of Education. She's testified at Harvard, been out in Long Beach. She has become a if Lillian were here, she would tell you that we set the table. We're a catalyst. And Lillian came here. Some of our listeners will remember, Lillian came here to start up
SunTrust.
SunTrust.
Yeah.
And she and her husband were from Miami. I think she's from Mississippi Gulf Coast originally. Fell in love with this community, was on our board. You served with her. Would have been chair of our chamber. And she took early retirement. There was some reorganization. And she made the mistake of saying she and her husband were going to stay here and pour themselves into community work. And the late Joe Albright and I, who's chairman of the chamber, went to see her and said, we've got a job for you to do.
There's something you could continue
doing.
But we
don't have any funds. Now, we're a little stipend, but so we're so blessed to have, and then I'm going to leave people out, to have our school superintendent, to have our community college, to have
they all play a role.
Everybody, and they're stars in their own fields. So we're very fortunate.
Jerry Boyd is just so well known across the whole state, and he plays. I mean, he's there at every meeting. He's pitching fastballs at every meeting.
That's right. That's right. So we're very fortunate.
And so is Kurt from White County and the others.
And you know, we've been known statewide for the quality of our public school system.
Yeah, but one of the beauties of the Pathways concept is. It doesn't assume everybody's going to go to college.
That's right.
Doesn't assume everybody's just going to take a job and never go to college. But there's off and on ramps, as you said, so that they might take a job and then their owner of the company look at them and say, hey, you've got potential. I want you to get a community college training. You can be better for us in 5 years.
And Megatronics, I think there was a $10 million former Senator Martin Norris led that charge through the Tennessee. I think it was $10 million. I think we got almost $1 million. Yeah. There's Megatronics in every school in the Highlands.
Every system in the Highlands.
And that is simply putting all the disciplines of skill under one top.
It's just advanced engineering, mechanics, but it's taught at the high school level and then at the community college level, and it really is good training.
And of course, our senior institutions, including Tennessee Tech, Dr. Oldham, yourself, when you were understood that supported, when we offer free community college to every student, Tech is going to get them eventually.
That's
but
right.
The first 2 years, I think pretty well across the state, there's been either flat enrollment or lot because these kids are in school, but they're taking advantage of opportunities that they didn't have a few years ago.
That's right, and they are our future, and so we want them to get that education any way they can. And,
that's right.
And coming on and off the ramps, I did that when I was in college, and that's an okay thing. Well, let's talk a little personal for a minute. You something happened fairly recently. You were honored by the Tennessee Economic Development Council with a Legacy Award, and you were about the sixth person to get that award. That has to be a singular accomplishment.
Well, it's I guess it shows you hang around long enough, they'll finally give you an award. No, I told you, I came here in the 70s, and I'm... some of my dearest friends and colleagues. I've been fortunate to serve in all three regions of the state, so I've gotten a heck of an education on this state from, and that's where you learn.
I
blessed, didn't plan it this way, and I'm just so fortunate.
But you've developed a lot of leaders too, and they've gone on to great things.
And I will tell you, we got the best young team that I've ever served with right now on our team. My friends are saying, what are you doing? You're leaving right now. But I'll tell you, the future's so bright here. And we Gloria and I, all these years, and we didn't mean to do this, but you move into a community and you move into a neighborhood and you don't know your neighbors. And you're working, and you know she's teaching school and with a family, and Zach and our son. And next thing you know, a few years pass, and you really have not connected in the community. Gloria and I made a commitment. We moved here that we were going to invest in this community, and it has paid such dividends. We've got a group that in our neighborhood, probably 20 something or so. What I love is none of them have anything to do with my job. They're just friends because they're friends. And we feel accepted. This is home. This is where I'm at home. I have a birthplace, But this is one. It's what all you guys tried to tell me when I moved here, and I went, yeah, that's just propaganda.
That's the beauty of it.
What a special community.
It is a special place, and you've helped make it special. Well, it has been an honor to have you on the program, and we have been speaking to George Hallford, the CEO of the Cookeville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. George, thanks for all your great work, and thanks for being with us today.
Well, God bless you, and thank the citizens of this region, because it's all about them.
Amen.
Thank you.